Okay, Kutta Teira, Parsha Sav, page 24, first column, middle of the page. Okay, the last thing the Alter Rebbe is explaining is the thing of Yirei Hashem B'nei Yomalech. So he explains, the simple meaning is that you should fear a physical king as much as you fear Hashem. But he says the second interpretation is that you should control your Yetzer Hara, and then you control your Yetzer Hara, you'll obviously be able to serve Hashem properly. So he says, in Mitzrayim, when it was Nigla Aleim, Melech Malchei Amlochim, Melech Malchei Amlochim, all the various different levels, plus they had Moshe and Aaron, so therefore they were forbidden to eat chametz only one day. And then they were able to bring down all those revelations to cause Shvisha, Pesach, Kriyas Yamsuf. Nowadays, we needed to have 7 days, and he says, why? Because the Shvitas HaKelim was in the 7 Midas of Tehu, like we explained the other day, and because the Shvita, came down into Klipas, the 7 Midas of Tehu, so therefore we eat no Chametz for 7 days, to refine all 7 Midas, and then, the last thing we were explaining yesterday, that's why the Rebbe explained that you can eat Gebrochs, And the 8 day of Pesach, because it's the Gilui of Mashiach after 7 days of Sfira Soimer, the 8 day of Pesach, 7 days of Sfira Soimer, so therefore it cannot become Chametz. So he says like this, we're inyan, almost the middle of the page. Kihine, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vavarti, Beretim Sraim, Anivale, Malach, Vali, Sodov. The Pasuk says, Vavarti, Beretim Sraim, Hashem says, I myself are passing through Egypt, by Makis Bochelis. And in the Haggadah we say, Ani v'lei malach, and not an angel, not a sarf, another type of malach. Shem b'chinas b'yap. Because they're only in the level of B'riya Yitzir Nasiya. Like we learned, what happened in Chatzais in Mitzrayim? Nigla lem melech malchei hamlochim. They said malchei hamlochim is the 4 worlds, and melech malchei hamlochim is the 5th level, which is even higher. V'chein b'atzil sa'atma. Yes, b'chinas b'ya. Even in Atzilus, there's a level of b'riya yitzir nasiya. What is the level of b'riya in Atzilus? Malchus of Atzilus that comes into b'riya, and because Malchus of Atzilus comes into b'riya, connects the chain, the link into b'riya. So therefore, that's also called b'riya of Atzilus.
I mean, there is yesh in Atzilus.
Everything is relative. Everything is relative. Just like you have the 4 worlds, we say Atzilus is the level of Bittul and Eitzel and Nir and all that stuff, right? But then you have what's called the Dalet Elim is Klolim, which means before Tzimtzum is Atzilus. The Kav is Bria. The Kudum Akudum and Brodum is Yitzir and Atzilus is Asiya of Elim is HaKloli. Okay, that means everything's relative. Compared to Lifnei HaTzimtzum, when Hashem removed everything like we learned a million times, that's Atzilus. Then, when it comes into the Kav, the post-level, post-symptom level, that becomes Bria. And then it goes into Akudim, the Kudim, which is Yitzira. And then it comes into Atzilus, so everything's relative. Atzilus, in relativity to Lifnei HaTzimtzum, is Asiya. But Atzilus, compared to Bria Yitzir Nasiya is Atzilus. Everything is relative. Therefore, that's one of the explanations why it says in the Zohar that in Kabbalah, in Chassidus, last time on Pirkei, there's no questions, there's no contradictions. In Gemara, you have contradictions. This one says this, and this one says this. You have contradictions. It says in Kabbalah, there's no contradictions. Sometimes it says this is Bli Gvul and this is the same thing as infinite and same thing as Gvul. So the answer is it's not a problem because it depends what relative what we're talking about. This table, is it big or small? So compared to a little ant crawling on it, the table's big. Compared to the room, it's small. Compared to the world, it's non-existent. You know what I mean? So everything, and therefore somebody says the table's big and somebody says the table's small. It's not a contradiction. Because it depends relative to what we're talking about. So the same thing when you say that Atzilus is a... So you're asking how is there Bri in Atzilus? There is, relatively speaking. the higher level of Atzilus are Atzilus, and the lower levels of Atzilus, you know what I mean? So that's the way it goes. Everything is relative. And he says, Alani dafka, shuam shochus er abba mokir achochm, which is Atzilus shebatzilus, which is the level of Keser of Atzilus. Oh, so now the question is, why did that level of Elokos have to be revealed in Mitzrayim? Why couldn't the normal revelation of Elokos be revealed in Mitzrayim? So he says, because Mitzrayim was Mokum Atuma. It was Mamish, the place of ultimate immorality, ultimate impurity. So therefore, in order to transform Egypt, you couldn't have a level of great revelation, because revelation and concealment cannot coexist. The only way it can coexist, if you read, like we learned a million times, it can reveal a level higher than both, then you can transform darkness to light. But, in other words, you have a dark room, yeah? You bring light in, so the room lights up. But the darkness wasn't transformed to light. All you did was dispel darkness. And the proof of it is when you close the light, right? So then the darkness is back. If the darkness became light, why did the room become dark again? That means it didn't transform the darkness. In order to transform Mitzrayim, which is the ultimate level of impurity, you couldn't do it with a normal light of oil, because oil would only dispel the darkness. In order to to get rid of the darkness of Mitzrayim, what you actually needed was an Ord, higher than Ord, higher than Cheshach, and therefore Ord and Cheshach are the same, and therefore you can transform darkness to light. That's why it had to be Vavart, Anivolei Malach, Anivolei Sodaf, Anivolei Achach, Melach, Malachi Amloch. The Rebbe brings on that God. The Rebbe Rashab said that the Gilui that happened to him was Atmos Sof, the essence of Hashem, because he needed a level higher than Or, higher than Cheshach, to make the Cheshach into Or. What?
Other Rabbi, why did the highest level come to the Shmuk, to the...
Because something which is the greatness of infinite... In other words, if infinite only shines in 98% of the places, okay? If infinite only shines 90% of the places, it's not infinite, because there's 2% of a place where it doesn't exist. That means it's limited in 98%, not in 100%. We learned it also many times. The greatness of a brilliant person is not that he can teach brilliant people. The brilliance of a great person is when he's able to teach little kids. He's able to bring down the super wisdom in a way that the kids can understand. That's the ultimate brilliance. That a brilliant person can teach brilliance is not a thing. That's he's brilliant, he can teach brilliance. But the greatness of brilliance is when you're able to limit the same brilliance, by the way. You're not, you know, compromising the brilliance. You take the same brilliance and you put in a level that the people can understand it. What do you mean they on their level? But 40 years later, they'll understand it completely. Like the Gemara says, you know.
Egypt transformed.
What?
Hashem didn't transform Egypt.
He transformed Egypt for the duration of the Jews going out. Laila Kayem Yar. That night was light. He did. He broke the cleep of Mitzrayim completely.
And why did Hashem want to exercise this? Hashem could have gone like this.
That's what he did. What do you think he did? He had a board meeting? A show board meeting? And
why did he want to do this?
Because I'm not going through this again. The whole world is purpose, Dira B'tachtonim, Mashiach. So in order that to happen, there's a process. Could Hashem bring Mashiach on his own?
Yes.
He better, because soon he won't have anybody to bring him to. Right? So, David for sure could bring Mashiach. But that's not what he wants. He wants us to bring Mashiach. Because for him to bring Mashiach is no big deal. Of course he could do it. He could do anything. There's no kunz, like they say. The trick is that we bring Mashiach. Now, in order for us to bring Mashiach, we can't do it. It has to go. The creation, etadah, you know, we learned. And then the Mabul, and then the whole preferred basin, the second basin, the Golos, what?
It has to be Corona.
That's all part of this of the plan. What?
When the teacher is teaching the little children,
yeah,
he says that, he or she says, I can take care of this easily. He doesn't put his atzmut into teaching the children.
Then he's not a good teacher. A good teacher puts their essence into the teaching.
Even the little...
Remember the story of the Chassidish kiss?
Yeah.
Okay, and the Rebbe Rashab explained, because you put your essence into the Torah that you say and write, by a Rebbe, right? Just like Hashem put his essence into Torah. So Tzadikim Deimon Leberin. So the whole story is that the Rebbe Rashab explained to Friedrich Rebbe that a Rebbe, when he says a Maimer or says Torah, puts his essence in it. So, and a good teacher, by the way, is one that's whose essence is in the teaching.
That's, he
yeah. The teachers that teach Aleph Beis, not even Kriya, you know, Aleph Beis, they have to put their whole essence in it. And the Rebbe said, because the Friedrich Rebbe said, and the Rebbe elaborated many times, when you teach a kid Kometz Aleph O, yeah, not O Ba Shma Da, you have to teach him Kometz, the Nukudas are holy. Nukudas correspond with the Sviras, right? 10 Sviras. Kometz Aleph O, the Rebbe said, when you teach a kid Kometz Aleph O, you connect him to Anechi Hashem Elokecha. In other words, in teaching the Aleph Beis, the Rebbe has to instill in the kid by teaching Komet Aleph A, Komet Beis Ba, especially Komet Aleph, because that's what you begin with, is connecting to Komet Aleph A of Anechi Hashem Lekecha. When the Baal Shem Tov was a teacher's aide before he became revealed, yeah, when the Baal Shem Tov would take the kids to school, from school, Mamish a teacher's aide. A Behelfer, it was called in Yiddish. Yeah? The Sikhs talk about the way the Baal Shem Tov's essence was in those kids. The Friedrich Rebbe said, Halavai, we should kiss the Sefer Torah with the same level of love that the Baal Shem Tov kissed those kids.
Yeah,
today, you don't do that. Can't do that today.
And...
That's what it's all about. Okay, bye, to let's go.
No, no.
What?
Isn't there another reason why Hashem couldn't give a lower level energy? Because if he...
First of all, Hashem could do whatever he wants. The question why he did it, why he didn't.
Of course, but okay. Isn't it that if the lower level energy would go into such a low place, it would actually give energy to the forces of Klipa? Isn't there a concept that if there's a lower level energy, that Klipa can actually gain from it instead of being abolished?
Yeah, it depends what type of gilu would be. But there would be a gilu that would dispel darkness. Not give chayis to klipa. It would dispel darkness, but it doesn't transform it. The Rebbe Meni Maimar Mesichet explains in the first base of Migdash, which is the ultimate, much greater than the second base of Migdash, right? The first base of Migdash, when Shlema Melech's name went all around the world, and the world came to him, Queen of Sheba, everybody from the most furthest part of the civilized worlds. But the Rebbe explains, the bottom line is, it was the art of Shlema Melech, the art of Kedusha, the first base of Mikdash, was revealed all over the world. But it didn't change the world. It didn't change it. It just revealed light all over the place. But the ultimate is that it should transform it. Now, because Geulas Mitzrayim, the redemption out of Mitzrayim, is the first of all the Golas, and so the Rebbe says, what's going to happen? So Mashiach comes, it's going to be similar to Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore, even when Mashiach comes, we're going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, like we say in the Haggadah, right? Why? Because Yitzias Mitzrayim was the first, and that gave the koyach for all the other redemptions, including Mashiach's. Okay, so that means the koyach of the Geula of Mashiach, which transforms world. This answers your question, by the way. Which transforms world had to have initially, it had to begin initially from Mitzrayim. Therefore, it wasn't enough for Hashem to reveal, you know, whatever. Because the whole thing is to transform world. That's what Mashiach did with Tachtein. So that had to happen already in the Gilur of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's the Koyach for all future redemptions, including Mashiach. So there has to be that, that it has to be. Hashem could do whatever he wants, but this is the way he decided to do it. So he says, okay, the fish eretz mitzrayim makom tumah v'hutz dafkli yitzom shachol yeino shaz gam cheshech leyashchech uchashchech uchashchecha ka'eda, and darkness is like light v'ayinu ha'ed abba v'lei eim, and therefore it's a level of chochma not bina, basically Shabbos or a chochma versus yom tov is medam l'simcha im bina ha'ayinu ki mashinim shachayidim malach ha'shaliach. Because the Gili Elokos that's revealed through a Malach or a messenger of Hashem, Ime Yeshakol Mimena Yizbarek. Even though L'chayra, the Adal Rebbe is alluding to a question. If a Malach is a representative of Hashem, why isn't the whole level of Hashem in there? He's representing Hashem. Why is it only a limited revelation? He says, even though the Malach is a Shliach of Hashem. Yeah, but that's what he said. Uk v'malach u'rak u'shliach. Uk v'chaim b'yad ha'yetzir b'yad ha'yizbarach. And it's only like the tangible stuff in the hand of the one that makes it. Im kol zeh, or da nishpa, anim shachaydei malach u'shliach, comes in the mocker seder ishtalshus. He says, nevertheless, when it's through a malach and a sarif and a shliach, it's still not the sender. The sender has the koyach of the mashaleach, but he is not, trust me, shluchim are not the Rebbe.
But they have everything of the
Rebbe. They have the koyach, they have the ability, but they are not, obviously, they're not the Rebbe. What?
They are not the Rebbe, but they have...
They have a koyach of it. So the malach has a koyach of Hashem, but he can't transform evil to good.
Because...
I know. And one level of shliach is that the shliach is mamish the mashaleach. But nevertheless, it's not the mashaleach because it's still going through channels that dilute it.
What does it mean, I'm coming with you?
I'm the koyach that you have.
I am with you. I am you.
It means I'm going with you that whatever you do, you're representing me, and everything you do, I give you the strength for. That's what it means. It doesn't mean the chassid is the Rebbe.
No,
chassid
is
the Rebbe. Pretty bad. No, really. It's no, we're not the Rebbe. You know, even there's a famous story to Rabbi Reichik, you know, senior. That when he was here with the first Simchas Torah, he came, he had to stay, the Rebbe made him stay. Anyway, so the guy that came to him for a bracha for children. And he gave a bracha, he promised the guy a child. Promised the guy a child. And then he realized, what the heck did I just do? I'm not a Rebbe, how can I promise him a child? He didn't give him a bracha. A bracha everybody gives him. He promised him a child. And how could I promise? I'm not a Rebbe. So he wrote into the Rebbe. He told the Rebbe what happened. The Rebbe said, this time I'll take care of it, but don't do that again. Basically, I mean, that's not exactly what the thrust of it. The Rebbe's answer was, this time I'll take care of it, but don't do that again. You know, shliach, but he's not a Rebbe. You have the koiches of the Rebbe. You represent the Rebbe. Okay, so he says, "Shemachin is on nimshachay deishtalsha silevol." Because the level of malach and tzav, like you said before, is the level of bria yitzir and asiya. So that's the level ishtalsha silevol. Or mislabish b'chinas malachi sarif, and it comes into the level of malachi sarif. Like in hamshacha shalemaylem, he said that ishtalsha is. In other words, like this. And here's another point. The Alter Rebbe is saying, this that a malach could be a shliach is only in a level that he has. In a level he doesn't have, he can be a shliach. He said a malach only has hishtalshelus, only has the world level. So he could be a shliach for worldly levels. But he says, and a malach yuchel is keli shliach legili b'china zu, because he doesn't, he's not that level. Somebody who's not mechuyev in mitzvahs can be a shliach. Because if you don't have that aspect of mitzvahs, you can't be a shliach. Why can't a goy be a shliach in halacha? A goy can't be a shliach. Because you're not making a goy a shliach to do a mitzvah, the goy has no connection to mitzvahs, so how can he be a shliach? A malach is only connected to Bria Tzir and Asiyah. So he can be a shliach for something higher than Atzilus. He's just not able to be. He's not capable. He doesn't have that ability. Yeah, but not in a revealed form. You also have Atzmas. This table has Atzmas in it. Everything has Atzmas in it. But we're talking about the revealed power of Atzmas to transform darkness to light, because it comes from a level higher than darkness, higher than light, so therefore darkness and light are the same. So you can make light, dark and dark light, and you can do whatever you want.
If you have a part of Atzmas, you have the whole Atzmas.
Yeah. Therefore, you're God. I'm asking, you have a neshama. Yechelek alakamim al mamish, mamish, mamish. Like the Rebbe said, one interpretation, mamish, mamish, and part of God. That makes you God. I'll tell you a little secret, with all due respect. If I bow down to you, it's Aveda Zora.
The Yechida is...
Is your Yechida revealed now?
Only the Yechida has a Raya. Nothing else has a
Raya. You have Yechida?
I get the point. Yeah.
You get the point. Are you God? Not what you think, what everybody thinks. Realistically speaking, we are godly, we're not God. Godly doesn't mean you're God. Understand? We can't create heaven and earth. Yeah, you could do it through mitzvahs, yeah. No, we don't have that. We're not God. And if somebody thinks that it's up, he curses. Is Hashem all over the place? Yes. Okay. That's Hashem in this table?
Yes.
Okay. If I bow to the table and call it God, what is that? It's called Aveda Zara. Right? Mamish idol worshiping. I, the essence of God, is in this table. We once were in Denver. My friend and I were in the Merkish Lichus in Denver. It wasn't the same year as Phoenix, a different year in Arizona. But we're in Denver. And over there, they had the Guru Maharaji was the headquarters in Denver. And we heard there were a lot of Jewish boys there, a lot of Jewish kids, boys and girls. So he said, we're going to go there. And their sheet was, everything is God. Everything is God. Mamish. Ain't Movade, but everything is God. We put film with a lot of guys there, but we had a beautiful Hasidic discussion with them. So we're telling them, if the table is God, so first of all, what's the difference between table and chair? It's all the same thing. So why is this a table and this a chair? And secondly, can I bow down to the? We had a field day with them. We're making them so crazy.
How can you sit on?
Yeah, that's what we were talking. How can you sit on? You put God on the floor. Come on, what's wrong with you?
The basis is from
everything comes from Torah. Where did Christianity come from? Muslims.
Everything
comes from Torah. Okay, so he says, that's what it says on Evil Malach. So now the question is like this. The Pasuk says, Bavati Beretz Mitzrayim, I myself am going to go to Mitzrayim. So we add in the Haggadah, we explain it. Ani Evilay Malach, Ani Le Sarov, no, you know. Then it says, Anihu Velayachir. I, only me, and nobody else. So the question is, if we already excluded Malach, we already excluded Shliach, we already excluded Sodov, what is this last verse, me and nobody else, what is that excluding? He says, Achlohov, Masha Kotva, Nihu, Vileach, Mikiv, and Shekvar, Pirishiv, that we already say it means. Vileyadi Malach, Vileyadi Sodov, Vileyadi Shliach. So who's the Achet? That you have to say, hey, Dani Vileyach. Okay, so now the Alter Rebbe is asking a very simple question. So who's Dani Vileyach? Right, who else are we excluding? So he says, Vainyin. From Elul, the 40 days, from Elul to Yom Kippur, right? We mentioned Yud Gimel Midasarachim. Okay, like we learned many times, but we learned many times that Tshuva comes from Yud Gimel Midasarachim. Because where do we learn this out? From Parshas Kisisa, when Hashem forgave the Jewish people for the ego, how did he give? Forgive the Jewish people. So Hashem says, "Vayav Hashem upon Vayikra Hashem Hashem Kol Rachum Lachanu." It comes to you, Gemul Midas Rachmim. That's higher than Atzilus. We learned in all the Elamim, right? It's higher than Atzilus. That level is revealed through Tshuva. It's not revealed through Hishtalshlus. So regular Aveid of Torah Mitzvahs, the 13 attributes of mercy are not revealed. It's only through Tshuva they're revealed. Why? Because tshuva comes from the essence of the Jew. The aspect of undoing the past, meaning you have to tap into a level above time and place to be able to get forgiveness. Now, Torah mitzvahs, every Torah, all Torah and all mitzvahs are in time and place. You can't put on tefillin at night, you can't put tefillin on Shabbos, you can't eat matzah on Sukkot, you can't eat bench lulav on Pesach. I mean, everything has its time. Tshuva is above time and place, therefore it undoes the past. If the past is past, how can the tshuva undo it? Why? Because tshuva reaches the level of the Yud Gimel Misrach. Mm-hmm.